Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
There is tremendous variety among God's people. Those privileged to travel the world and meet believers in many nations are amazed at the diversity of language, culture, mannerisms, music, foods, personalities, gifts, ministries, and creativity among God's people. In fact, no two are alike. Yet there is one factor that unites us all, in which we are identical. That is the price paid to redeem us, the blood of the Lamb. See the scene before us. Quote, "Now many people, a very great assembly, gathered at Jerusalem to keep the feast." 2 Chronicles 30, verse 13. Quote, "Then they slaughtered the Passover on the 14th day of the second month." Verse 15. But there were serious problems. Quote, "There were many in the assembly who had not sanctified themselves." Verse 17. Therefore, quote, "The priest sprinkled the blood received from the hand of the Levites." Verse 16. Also, quote, "They ate the Passover contrary to what was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, 'May the good Lord provide atonement for every one who prepares his heart to seek God.'" Verse 18. "They came on the wrong day and in the wrong way, and yet," quote, "The Lord listened to Hezekiah and healed the people." Verse 20. "It didn't meet the letter of the law, but it certainly met the spirit of it. The days were marked by," quote, "great gladness, singing to the Lord, encouragement to all the Levites who taught the good knowledge of the Lord, and making confession to the Lord." Verses 21 and 22. And then, quote, "The whole assembly agreed to keep the feast another 7 days." Verse 23. Imagine anyone complaining that they were exceeding the 7-day limit for the feast. The Spirit also informs us, quote, "Their prayer came up to his holy dwelling place, to heaven." Verse 27. "Grace had come down from the Lord, and gladness returned to him in response."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.